You will see later in the book that my family thought that I rarely was in a bad mood and didn't bring my work home with me. That was sometimes difficult because more often than not, I saw some of the worst in humanity. I tried hard not to let that taint my view on life or on people. Music was a great release for me, but so was laughing. I have always liked to have a good time, and humor is important to me. I enjoyed all of the humorous things that happened in and out of the courtroom. Some stories you may not believe are true, but each one is a valid account. They not only provided me relief and a smile or a chuckle while in the DA's office or on the bench, they also have been great for party conversation. I hope you enjoy. First, the district attorney's office. Many times, witnesses at trial were so nervous that their answers were quite interesting and humorous. In one particular case, there were questions raised by the defense during cross-examination, and discrepancies arose between the victim's testimony at the trial and her testimony in the grand jury. On redirect, I got right to the point. "We have to clear something up, Ms. Victim. Do you remember everything about that night?" "Yes, yes, I do," she exclaimed. "Then I ask you to recall the specific incident where you were hit over the head with a hammer. Where was your head at the time of the assault?" There was a pause. "It was on my shoulders," came the confident reply. In another trial, the defense attorney was trying to establish that the witness could not hear everything he claimed. The question was, "Okay, you were outside the house?" "Yes." "Well, was the door ajar?" After some contemplation, "No, it was a door."